We're reading from a particular pastime, one which I've spoken about before, but it is a very instructive pastime, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, this is his commentaries on Chaitanya Bhagavat. He also brings to light many important points about the qualities of devotional service. What is it that a devotee should be aspiring for in devotional service? The pastime we've been reading from is the pastime of Kulavecha Sridhar, and how Lord Chaitanya reciprocated with Kulavecha Sridhar's heart, which is a heart which was filled with love and absorption and chanting the names of the Lord. And it was during the particular pastime of the Mahaprakash Lila. Mahaprakash means great revelation. Lord Chaitanya manifested a great revelation during this Mahaprakash Lila by actually revealing himself to all of his devotees, his divinity. You can imagine. Here are the Lord's associates. They were sent, personally requested by the Lord, to take birth on this planet to assist him in his pastimes. And the Lord told him that I will soon thereafter appear, and I will, you will assist me in performing my purpose of my descent as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all the devotees, as described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, they appeared in different places, in different families throughout the tract of land known as Radhadesh. They took their birth in devotee families. Of course, some of them, like Haridas Thakur, he took his birth in a Muslim family. Wherever the devotees, they took their birth, the purpose was to purify that place. And then gradually they all came and assembled in Navadvip, where the Lord was to appear and to perform his transcendental lila of inaugurating the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So although the devotees were requested to appear prior to the Lord's appearance, when the Lord actually appeared, the Lord didn't reveal his divinity to any of his devotees. They were covered by the Lord's yogamaya potency, so that they could not recognize, even though they came, all of them came for a particular purpose, they're eternal associates of the Lord. They came for a particular purpose, but still, by the Lord's arrangement through his yogamaya, he covered them. And in the early chapters of Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is many different examples of how the devotees would be very attracted to the Lord, as Nimai Pandit, a young Pandit, scholar, or even before that in his youth, mischievous child, performing mischievous activities in the same way that Nanda Kumar, the son of Nanda Maharaj, in his pastimes of in Vrindavan, he would engage in mischievous activities of untying the calves, and having them drink all the milk from the cows, and stealing yogurt and butter, distributing the contents to the monkeys, breaking the pot of yogurt, and captivating the hearts of the residents of Vrindavan by his mischievous behavior. In the same way, young Nimai also engaged in mischievous activities. They were attracted to his activities, both his childhood pastimes and his pastimes in his youth, when he was the learned pundit who was expert in the study of Nyaya, logic, and argument, and grammar. He became a teacher, began teaching many students in Sanskrit grammar, and because he was so proficient in the knowledge of Sanskrit and logic and debate, he would oftentimes engage in argument and defeat any opponent who confronted him. And because at the time in Navadvip, the Navadvip was the center of learning in India, and many people would go there from all over India simply to study Sanskrit grammar and logic and argument. They would go for that purpose, and he became renowned as a great scholar. And the devotees who had appeared in Navadvip, who came to that place, when they saw him, they were very attracted by his behavior, but they were always because unaware of his divinity, that he was that same Supreme Lord who requested them to appear and to assist them to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. They were praying to Krishna that this Nimai would become a devotee, because he's such a powerful scholar. He's so attractive. Hundreds and thousands of people wanted to become his student and learn from him so they could become expert, as expert as he. But the devotees did not recognize him. Gradually, he started revealing his divinity in certain leelas, like the Brahmin who was wandering about from forest to forest with his deity of Bala Gopal around his neck, who happened perchance to appear in the house of Jagannath Mishra. And while Lord Chaitanya was still a young child, and when the Brahmin was making his offerings after cooking rice and making the offering to the deity, young Nimai, he would come and he would steal some of the rice while it was being offered and he would eat it. The Brahmin would consider it to be contaminated and unofferable. and then he did this three consecutive times, and after the third consecutive time, as we know, the Lord revealed who he actually was. That same Bala Gopal that this Brahmin was worshipping in the form of the deity was manifested before him in a most wonderful, beautiful form. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Please do not disclose my identity to anyone. I've come. You can stay here in this village and watch me, but don't say anything to anyone. I have a purpose to fulfill. And when the time is right, everyone will know who I am." So, the Mahaprakash Leela, as we said, is the pastime of great revelation, is the first time that Lord Chaitanya, in the presence of his confidential devotees, showed who he was to everyone by getting up on the altar, standing on the altar and taking the Shalagam Shilas, which were being worshipped as Krishna, and placing him on his lap. He gave a hint to all the devotees to chant his Abhishek song and to offer Abhishek. They began gathering thousands of pots of Ganges water, pouring it on his head, performing Abhishek, and then after the Abhishek ceremony and then dressing the Lord, then they went and they got all the different, from the marketplaces, they began acquiring all kinds of offerings to give to the Lord, and the Lord would accept each offering one by one. He would take it and he would eat everything that was brought to him. He would eat thousands of pots of water, Ganges water brought for him to drink. He drank all those thousands of pots of water, bananas, yogurt, sandesh, rice. They were all acquired in the marketplace, and everything that was brought, the Lord consumed. You can imagine how the devotees were feeling when they actually recognized their worshipful Lord, who had been among them for so long, but they didn't recognize him. And what would the Lord do? In the Mahaprakash Lila, he would call each of his devotees before him, and he would disclose to that devotee his previous association with the Lord. In other words, he would describe such confidential descriptions to each devotee that only the Lord could know. He told Gangadas that, you know, do you remember the time when your village was being attacked, you ran to the river, and you were crying in great anxiety how to protect your family, and nobody was there, and you were thinking to drown yourself in the river. Do you remember when you were thinking like that, Gangadas? And Gangadas said, yes. He said, and then a boatman came, you remember? Out of nowhere, a boatman came in a boat and called you into the boat and said, please come, bring your whole family into the boat. And Gangadas said, yes, yes, yes. He said, do you know, Gangadas, who that boatman was? I was that boatman. I came to deliver you. I came to protect you. And that was the example with Gangadas. He said the same thing to Haridas Thakur, when Haridas Thakur, who had also appeared prior to the advent of Lord Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur was chanting the holy names of the Lord and was beaten through 22 marketplaces. Lord Chaitanya called Haridas Thakur. He said, do you know that I personally came to protect you, Haridas? I saw how you were being beaten through 22 marketplaces. But I wanted to come and to destroy those guards who were beating you. I was about to kill them. I descended purposely just to kill them. But do you know that I couldn't kill them because you wanted them delivered? And you were so what could I do? Yours, and he said, you were praying, Haridas Thakur, as he was being beaten. He said, I'm seeing that these prison guards, they're suffering so much in anxiety because they want to kill me. I'm feeling so much sympathy for them because I won't die. So he was feeling compassion for the prison guards who were beating him. And Lord Chaitanya said, because you were feeling compassion for them, although I came to kill them, I couldn't kill them because I couldn't do anything independent from your desire. And Haridas was hearing all this, and he was moved to tears. He fell on the ground in ecstasy, understanding that, you know, his worshipful Lord had appeared in this world, and he was standing directly in front of him. So this was going on in the Mahaprakash Lila, or as otherwise known as Shataprahariya Bhava, or as the ecstasy of 21 hours. Previously, sometimes the Lord, in his ecstasy, he would do something wonderful, like even stand on the altar, but he had always done it in such a way as if he was not conscious of what he was doing. You know, just like there are examples given in scriptures of when persons are actually absorbed, so much absorbed in chanting the holy name, so much absorbed in remembrance of the Lord, that they lose consciousness of their external surroundings. And they're not aware that, you know, that they're displaying ecstatic symptoms like Haridas Thakur did when he fell on the ground in ecstasy and all the people stood by with folded hands as he was rolling on the ground with tears in his eyes. And when Haridas Thakur came back to external consciousness, he realized what had happened, and he had lost external consciousness, and he saw all the people standing and looking at him, and he felt totally embarrassed by his behavior, and he immediately disappeared from that place because he didn't want any respect. He didn't want to... A devotee who's situated in such platform, he cannot control it. Even one time, Srila Prabhupada, I was just reading it recently when Prabhupada was giving a class in Mayapur, I believe it was. And Prabhupada was chanting Jai Radha Madhava, and all of a sudden he stopped. And, you know, he didn't move, and the devotees were wondering what's going on, what should we do, and everyone you couldn't hear a sound, you know, a pin drop in the temple room. Everyone was waiting while Prabhupada had just stopped right in the middle of Jai Radha Madhava. The cartel stopped, and they waited and waited, and finally decided that maybe we should chant when they had a kirtan. And then Prabhupada all of a sudden just started chanting again. And the devotees asked Prabhupada, did we do the right thing, Srila Prabhupada? We didn't know what to do. And Prabhupada just made light of it, you know. He didn't want to discuss. He was embarrassed that something like that, you know, had happened, because, you know, the devotees of the Lord, they do not display such symptoms for the adoration, cheap adoration of the public. They don't, you know, they just lose consciousness. So the Lord also, because he appeared in the mood of a devotee, did not appear as the Supreme Lord. The Lord would sometimes lose external consciousness and do something, like get up on the altar, but he wasn't aware of it. When he would get down from the altar and then the devotees would look at him, he would, you know, he was embarrassed, like, what did I do? And he would immediately start serving all the devotees. He would take their cloth, wash their clothes. He would try to render service to all the devotees because his mood was to be a servant, not to be the Lord. But in the Shata Prahaya Bhava, in the ecstasy of 21 hours, Lord Chaitanya very deliberately, consciously, and with a purpose, he disclosed his divinity, as we said, to each one of these devotees. And to all of them collectively, and then individually to each one, by calling them before him, disclosing their previous contact in, at a previous time, and then requesting them to please allow him to bestow upon them some benediction. So, Kolavecha Sridhar, he had some previous connection with the Lord when the Lord was the Pandit, Nimai Pandit, and we know how Lord Chaitanya would come, and and Kolavecha Sridhar, who was described selling the leaves, banana leaf cups and plates and stems, and people would come and purchase them, and whatever he sold them for, he would take 50% of his income and use it for the worship of Mother Ganga. And he would use 50% of his earnings for his own personal maintenance. And that's how he lived. But Nimai Pandit would come and he would provoke him. He would always try to get it for a cheaper price. Bhaktisiddhanta explains, actually, in one of the commentaries, he says that since Sridhar was a devotee of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu forcibly bought goods cheaper from him and thus accepted Sridhar's service. But if a rich non-devotee offers goods, he would not even glance at them. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta explains that the reason why he would forcibly take Sridhar's goods from him at a cheaper price is because he wanted Sridhar to render service to him. So he would trick him in this way. Not only would he sometimes force him to give it to him at a cheaper price, but sometimes he would just come and steal it and just take it and say, you expect me to give you something from this? And Kolavecha Sridhar would say to him, "said, look, I'm asking an honest price. Just go look around, see in the marketplace what others are selling their goods for, and you'll see that my price is very fair. Why are you treating me like this?" But he would never become angry. He would never become angry at the Lord. Even though sometimes they would take the goods and they would even have it like a tug of war. The Lord Chaitanya would come, he would grab the banana leaf cups and then Kolavecha Sridhar would take them and pull them back and say, "No, you should give me a fair price." And Lord Chaitanya said, "No, this is not worth the price that you're charging for them. You must give it to me for less. Otherwise, I'm just going to take it completely and give you nothing for it." And then Kolavecha would say, "Okay, go ahead. You can take it. I'm happy for you to take it." But he would never become angry. And it's also, finding no symptoms of anger in the face of Sridhar, Gaurasunda, who is worshipped by the Brahmins, took all of Sridhar's goods. or on seeing the enchanting form of Gaurasunda, who is worshipped by the Brahmin, Sridhar did not become angry, even though Gaurasunda forcibly took away his goods. So he did not become angry. So this was, of course, how the earlier dealings of Nimai Pandit with Golavecha Sridhar, before the Mahaprakash Lila. And there's also a nice commentary, which I'd like to just summarize, which is very instructive, which describes how Golavecha Sridhar would pass the night. You know, because he would pass the whole night, oftentimes, not sleeping. And it's clear that the fact that he didn't sleep at night was not his qualification. And there are a lot of people who pass the night without sleeping because for other reasons. And but he said he passed the entire night without sleep while loudly chanting the names of Krishna and Hari. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he explains, by loudly chanting the names of Krishna throughout the night, Sridhar disturbed the village's peaceful sleep. As a result of the pure devotees' current preaching of the holy names, the godless literatures of this world become so disturbed by hearing the holy names vibrated by the mouths of those pure devotees of the Lord that, being unable to express their inconvenience, they engage in various forms of harassment. In order to deceive people and obtain material objects with the desire to gratify their senses, some of them earn their livelihood by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, glorifying the topics of the Lord, or performing kirtan with expert musical arrangement. In this way, they try to show that they are equal to the pure devotees. Intelligent persons, however, can easily detect their duplicity in the form of deceitfulness and mundane endeavors. The purpose of the devotees' kirtan is to feelingly address Krishna for the benefit of themselves and the godless human society, while the purpose of the cheaters' kirtan is to gratify their own senses on the pretext of chanting the holy names, giving lectures, reciting, and singing sweetly. Therefore, there is a difference of heaven and hell between the activities of the servants of the Supreme Lord and those of the lusty sense enjoyers. So, instructive point. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta explains that Golavecha Sridhar would loudly chant the names of Krishna at night. And he said that sometimes such persons who are deceitful, they would try to, being envious of the pure devotees who chant with feeling. And that is the word that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta uses here. He says the devotees feelingly, feelingly address Krishna for the benefit of themselves and godless human society. So someone may say, for the benefit of themselves, that's selfish, isn't it? If a devotee is feelingly chanting Krishna's name for his own benefit, that's a selfish desire. But actually, it's not a selfish desire. When a devotee feelingly chants Krishna's name, it means that he actually is chanting Krishna's name with a desire to please the Lord. What pleases the Lord? The Lord is pleased when one has unflinching devotion to the Lord. The Lord is pleased when a devotee feels helpless and dependent upon the Lord. The Lord is pleased when a devotee feels that the Lord is his only shelter in all circumstances, and a devotee gives up all endeavors on his own behalf to protect himself, to comfort himself. He gives up all endeavors to take care of himself, and he very feelingly chants, Krishna, only you can take care of me. Only you can protect me. So that's not a selfish desire. That's our nature. is the feelingly chant in that way. And he says that the difference between the devotee, and he said that the devotee's kirtan is to feelingly address Krishna for the benefit of themselves, and the, I'm keep on hitting this microphone, aren't I? You can hear it? I forgot it was there. Should we put it someplace else?
No, it's actually better.
It's better to be there. Okay. I'll try to remember that it's there. I was wondering what it was. I was scratching, you know. For the benefit of themselves and the godless human society. So while the purpose of the cheaters' kirtan is to gratify their own senses under pretext of chanting the holy names, giving lectures, reciting and singing sweetly. In other words, he's speaking about the Bhagavad Saptaha reciters specifically, but certainly not exclusively to, He's speaking about those who are interested in some personal fame, prestige, profit, and who, on the pretext of glorifying God, they're actually only interested in their selfish interests, selfish material interests. Whereas a devotee is interested in his spiritual interests, his increase of attachment to the Lord, his increase of faith and dependence upon the Lord, like the six symptoms of surrender, is to always feel oneself dependent upon the Lord, to always have firm faith that the Lord is his exclusive maintainer, that only Krishna is maintaining me. I may make some effort, perform my duty, but ultimately, if Krishna desires me to live in poverty or Krishna desires for me to live in wealth, whatever he desires, it's his will. Whatever I have, I'll use for him. I'll use to glorify him, even if I have nothing. And Kolavecha Sridhar, of course, is that example. Kolavecha Sridhar was living like a pauper, and young Nimai Pandit would come and sometimes provoke him and saying, why are you living like this? Can't you see that the roof of your hut has so many holes in it that every time it rains, the rain comes into the roof of your hut? Why don't you at least repair your roof? But Kolavecha Sridhar was not interested, and he said, look at your dhoti. It's torn. You have 10 knots in it. It's tied in 10 places. Why don't you look more presentable to others? But Kolavecha, no, I'm not saying that, you know, of course, that's the ideal in today's society, you know, to walk around in a dhoti with 10 holes in it and tied in a knot. And people having a hard enough time relating to the dhoti itself. But if you purposely wear a dhoti that's tied in 10 places, you know, with knots, then obviously it doesn't leave a very good impression. But the point that Lord Chaitanya is establishing is that, you know, Sridhar, you know, why don't you try to do something to improve your lifestyle? But Sridhar was thinking, I'm living an honest lifestyle. Look, I'm selling banana leaf cups and plates. I'm out here every day. You know, I'm doing my duty. And I'm out. The other banana leaf sellers are there. I'm doing the same. The only difference is that at night, when nobody's buying banana leaf cups and plates, I'm chanting all night long. And during the day, I'm selling my banana leaf cups and plates. And I'm getting sufficient. And the Lord is providing what I deserve. And if he wants me to have more, then I'll have it. If he doesn't, then I'll accept what he's giving me. But I'm doing everything the way I'm supposed to be doing. So why are you provoking me? And of course, the Lord was provoking him, trying to make him angry, but Kolavecha would never become angry. And Bhaktisiddhanta reveals in one commentary that that the Lord did this simply to show the example. This is what my devotee is like. Just see. This is how my devotee behaves. My devotee does not endeavor more for the necessities of life than whatever he comes by, the arrangement of the Lord. And still, even though he is not making, he's not affluent by any means, he's giving 50% of his earnings to the worship of the Ganga. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to show everyone this example. So, and this commentary about the persons who chant the holy name of the Lord, the deceitful persons are persons who are on the pretext of glorifying God. They're only interested in their own prestige, their own profit, interested in followers. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya describes in his Shikshastika prayer, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mamma jamani jamanishri, bhavatad bhaktira haitu twayi. I do not want wealth. I do not want followers. I do not want to enjoy beautiful women. I only want the opportunity to serve you birth after birth. So, the devotee who chants with feeling in kirtan or in japa, however, he chants with feeling for his own benefit, for his own purification, and for increasing his own attachment and affection for the Lord. And when he chants in this way, the Lord is very much appreciates such chanting. Whereas the godless chanters, as described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he calls it the cheater's kirtan. It's to gratify their own senses on the pretext of chanting the holy names, giving lectures, reciting and singing sweetly. Therefore, there is a difference of heaven and hell between the activities of the servants of the Supreme Lord and those of the lusty sense enjoyers. So those who are deceitful, they always try to show that they're just as good as the pure devotees. They can do the same things, but unfortunately they don't have any devotion and they don't do it with an attitude of pleasing the Lord. They do it simply for their own prestige. So that is another point that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta brought out in his commentaries. So I was going to continue reading. Lord Chaitanya, during the Mahaprakash Lila, as we said, he called each devotee one by one, and he called at this particular point, he called for Sridhar and said, bring Sridhar here. He said, simply you go out in the village and listen very carefully. He said, wherever you find that person who's loudly chanting my name, follow that sound, and certainly you'll find Golavecha Sridhar. You'll find Sridhar. He'll be there. Bring him here. The devotees went. They listened. They heard somebody chanting. They found Sridhar. They said, the Lord is calling you. And Sridhar, you know, was a little reticent about going. He didn't feel what he said, as he says right here. On hearing the Lord's name, Sridhar became overwhelmed with ecstasy and fell unconscious to the ground. The devotees quickly picked him up and carefully brought him before Vishvambhara. On seeing Sridhar, the Lord was pleased and called him, come, you have worshipped me so long